With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The Montana Supreme Court has reversed a $35 million judgment against the Jehovah's Witnesses for not reporting a girl's sexual abuse to authorities. The state's high court said in a 7-0 decision Wednesday that the church is not required to report because its doctrine requires that clergy keep reports of child abuse confidential. The ruling overturns a 2018 jury verdict awarding compensatory and punitive damages to a woman who said she was abused as a child by a member of the Thompson Falls congregation in the mid-2000s. Candidates for public office in Montana can now file to appear on the 2020 ballot. Candidate filing day is an official kickoff to a major election year for Montana and the nation. While the presidential race is this year's top of the ticket contest, Montanans will also select a U.S. Senator and representative for the U.S. House. Montana's gubernatorial race is without an incumbent, with Governor Steve Bullock terming out of office. Eight candidates in three political parties have so far indicated they'll run to replace him. The entire slate of state land board positions are also up for election this year, including Attorney General, Secretary of State, Superintendent of Public Instruction, and Auditor. The ballots this year will also include two Montana Supreme Court justice seats and elections for three of the five seats on the state's regulatory agency for utility companies. Two men pleaded guilty in December to trespassing on the cone of Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone National Park. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
According to a Yellowstone National Park announcement Thursday, 20-year-old Eric Shefflin of Colorado and 25-year-old Ryan Goetz of New York were each sentenced to 10 days of incarceration, $540 in restitution, 5 years of unsupervised probation, and 5-year bans from the park on December 5th at the Yellowstone Justice Center in Mammoth Hot Springs. Employees and visitors witnessed Shefflin and Goetz walking on the cone of Old Faithful in September and reported it to Park Dispatch. A ranger then contacted and cited the two men for thermal trespass violations. Park officials say the ground in hydrothermal areas is fragile and thin, with scalding water just below the surface. Walking on it can damage the thermal feature and is very dangerous as well as illegal. They say visitors must always remain on boardwalks and exercise extreme caution. Linda Varese, a Yellowstone spokesperson, said in an email that thermal trespass happens more often than park officials know, and that visitors are encouraged to report it to rangers as soon as possible. She said individuals in a separate incident were cited for thermal trespass on December 27th. Last September, a man suffered severe burns to a significant portion of his body after falling into thermal water near the cone of Old Faithful Geyser. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
You're listening to Montana Public Radio News.